Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Great day, Coach Mike Hussin. And today we're going to go on part two of why don't you make the call. So we're going to be talking about that today and look forward to helping you guys finally break through. You know, yesterday I was on a call with one of my great clients, Jim O'Donnell out of Vegas, and this guy absolutely loves to make phone calls. I mean, actually, he dreams of it. He's on the phone looking to make probably 200 to 300 dials a day. His goal is to make 100 contacts, and he really loves it. He enjoys it. You may have remembered him on a call that we did a while back, a group call, and he was in the background buzzing away making those calls. And it was really exciting simply because he was really making it happen, and he loves making the calls. So today I want to talk about how we turn this failure of making calls into a fortune for you. Because, guys, it's really, really powerful that you can go this far and really make it happen. And we're going to talk today about some steps that you can take to really get your train your mindset is really what we want to do. To get yourself into the unconscious and really bring it to the conscious level of your mindset and to get you into the logic and the reasoning so that way you can avoid all of the emotional ups and downs of making calls, because that's a big challenge. Oftentimes when we're making these calls, we have so much emotion going on, our failure, our experiences that we've had in the past, people hanging up on us, the rejection, and the list goes on and on. And anything that we can do to avoid this, we're not going to want to be involved in it, so we just really simply move away from it. So yesterday, we talked about this mindset that we have about who we are. And oftentimes, you know, we're thinking that we're a fraud, we're an imposter, we're not really worthy of getting these people on the and being able to serve them. So I gave you a list of some questions to ask yourself, and I hope that you went back to the recording, listened to it, and made some notes on it, and really looking at how great you guys really are. You know, at the end of the day, you know a lot more than the buyers and sellers in the marketplace. Sure, they're up to date, they're informative because of technology and the ability to go on the internet and do research, but really it comes down to the nitty-gritty of what it takes to make a transaction happen. And that's where you come into place. Listen, you've got your license, you've got your, you went through this whole process, you're in this, in the trenches every single day. As a result, you know a lot more. You know, some people say, well, I sold houses before. Well, how many did you sell, Mr. Buyer, Mr. Seller? And at the end of the day, they're just doing this part-time. And if they were full-time in it, they'd have their real estate license and they'd be making commissions like you and I would be. And as a result, you guys have more than you really realize. So I need you to think in your mindset, hey, look, I am really good at what I do. And so just keep that in mind and never, ever, 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 never forget that. Remember that you are the best at what you do. So let's today talk about some solutions and some ways to finally break through this call reluctance. This is going to take some work, guys. It's going to take some awareness because that's, as I mentioned yesterday, now that we're aware of some of the challenges, now let's come up with some of the solutions to really break through on this. So the first thing that we want to do, write this down. If you're taking notes, write these thoughts down. If you're listening to this recording at realprofitbuilders.com, make sure that you're sitting down in a quiet place and taking some notes here, and then look to apply these thoughts and review them, as you know how I'm going to say it, review them every day as you're going through this process and check them off to see that you're in it or out of it, and then work on changing it and being better at this whole process. So let's first of all admit that the call that you're afraid of you're afraid of making is not really like all other calls that you have made, okay? Meaning that every call that you've made up until now was a little bit different. Each time that you've learned something, you adjusted, you said something with a different tone, a different body language, a different facial expression, etc. In fact, you are different than who you were when you made those failing calls. Each time that you did that, and guys, keep in mind, failure in and of itself is really a place of learning. You can't look failure in the eye and say, oh my gosh, you overtook me. You got to look failure in the eye and say, thank you very much, I learned something from you. So the only way to learn, guys, logically, is to fail. It's impossible for us to learn anything else, frankly, without failing. And that failing is not a bad thing. And every time that you fail, you become a new version of who you are. You become better, and you become more aware of your circumstances, and it just gets better and better, easier and easier. So let's look at this thought as an opportunity. Okay, step number two, which is the next question we have to ask ourselves, are you willing to learn something from this call to improve your chances of getting success in the future? You see, you got to be willing to learn from what you're doing. And you got to look to say, can I improve my successes next time? Simply ask yourself that question. Meaning, are you willing to sacrifice the results of failing on a call in order to get better on the next one? And if you're not, well, then that's going to impede you, and it's going to keep you from really making that next call, because you can't understand why things aren't working if you're not going to continue to make the calls. Keep in mind, each call is a learning experience. Can you recognize this, that it's hundreds, if not thousands, typically, of calls that you're going to be making in the coming year if you're going to build a successful, high-growth, predictive business for yourself? And as a result, can you look at this and say, okay, I'm going to make this one call, and in the scheme of all the calls I'm going to make, this is really insignificant. So if you just really look at each call in and of itself, rather than the, you know, we say make 30, 40, 50 contacts a day. Don't look at the 30, 40, 50 contacts a day. Sure, that's the goal, but just look at the call that you're making. That one call, get on it, have the conversation, get the experience, and if it doesn't work well, what can I do different the next time out and make the next call? Step number three, a good way to break through this process is really take a look at and treating this kind of like a science experiment, if you will, okay? Do an experiment, see what happens, and really the experiment comes down to this, and you've heard me talk about this before, is to release your attachment to the outcome right now. Release your attachment to the outcome. And just be on the call. So here's the deal, guys. Since you're not calling anyway, all right, I know it seems awkward because we're talking about making calls, but if you're not calling anyway, you're not going to get anything from them by not calling anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Therefore, you've already let the client go. So since you've already made the decision that you're not going to call, you might as well treat this as an experiment, and let's think about what we can do to overcome this, okay? So you've already let the client go, meaning that you have made the decision, I'm not going to talk to anybody, so you're not going to have any experience. So since you've already made that decision, let's treat it differently. So from that standpoint, what you need to do is totally release your need to get anything from the call. Instead, make the call like a scientist and see what will happen. Just take a look at the call, and I'm going to make the call. I'm going to see what happens. Just go in for the fun of it, okay? Hey, let's take a shot at it. Let's see what happens. You're not going to get anything out of it if you don't make the call anyway, so you might as well treat it that way and keep your blind eye on it. So don't believe you can't get the result. Don't believe that you will fail. Just make a plan for what you will say. Call them up. Say what you're planning to say. Simply observe the results that you're going to be getting without any attachment to the outcome. And note the response and then learn from it. That's the key. So you got to treat this as an experiment. Hey, I'm going to take this shot on this next call and see what the heck happens. Hey, if it works, great. If it doesn't work, that's okay. Doesn't matter. Then after you get off the call, take a quick second and evaluate what went well, what you could do to improve. Simply said, simply done. Step number four is take the focus off of you. You've got to take the focus off of yourself. You know, all of this suffering that we're going through is really self-centered, guys. Okay? You're afraid because you're self-centered. It's an ego deal. And it's been, frankly, guys, at the end of the day, it's very natural for this to occur. So you want to make this call to overcome the fear, right? And if that's, and frankly, that's not natural for us, okay? I want to overcome the fear, so I'm going to make the call. It's kind of awkward to our mindset and our subconscious mind. And frankly, that's unnatural, which is verified by our fact that we're not even making calls. You're not even picking up the phone. You're reluctant in doing that. Therefore, you have to shift your focus off of your needs and focus on helping the person that you're on the call with. Put your attention on helping them to get what they want. Be of service. Don't be in receipt, okay? Yes, you should be deserving and you should get. However, let's put the client on the person on the other side of the phone first. That way we can we can understand that here, I'm here to help you, and let me see what we can do to solve your particular problem. Step number five, what is the positive benefit? And this is an important question. What is the positive benefit to the client, the prospect on the call, when you have a successful call with them? Okay. If you have to deliver bad news, okay, it's probably something that they need to hear. Nobody wants to hear bad news, but and oftentimes you might be in a situation where sometimes you need to make that call, and it's not pleasantries, right? But this is something they need to hear, all right? If you're calling to get a client, and you're going to, and you know in your mind, and they know that they're going to benefit from buying or selling, this is going to be a benefit for them. Okay, if it's an agent that you're dealing with on the other side of a transaction that you're working a deal on, what is the benefit for the agent on the other side of the table? Is it their commission? Probably. Is it their relationship with their client? Probably. What is the benefit there? So no matter what, there's some positive benefits from picking up the phone and talking to these people that you're speaking with on the phone. Guys, you have to neutralize this fear. And what if people hang up on me? What if I get yelled at? What if someone calls your broker up and complains? What if they are mean to me? Okay? Listen, if you accidentally take rejection personally, this is going to lead to call reluctance. So you have to master this unconscious thought process and get over your reluctance and get back on the phone. Now, let's talk about this last portion here, and then we'll wrap it up for the day. This is very important, and this is called a worst-case scenario exercise. It is very cool to do this, and it's fun, and it's exciting. You know, at the end of the day, just take it as to what it is. Remember, guys, that your unconscious mind is not going to be in a place where it wants to do the same mistakes twice. It doesn't really want to do that. It tries to get in the way and predominate what will be hurtful and causes you to avoid it. So it's going to be in a place where it's going to hurt you in a way that you think about it, but in reality, it doesn't. And that's, frankly, the reluctance that we feel when we're making calls. So my goal with this exercise for you is to neutralize this fear so you can move on and get on to the next call that you're making. So step one, write out what is the worst possible thing that could happen. Okay, if you make this call, what is the worst thing that could happen? Don't be enlightened by this right now. Just think about it. And keep in mind that your unconscious mind could be tough on you, okay? Really look at the worst case scenario and what terrible thing could actually happen to you, okay? I learned a long time from Tony Robbins. He says, if somebody was pointing a gun at your head, what's the worst thing that could happen? Yeah, they could pull the trigger. But 99.9, 100% of the time, people aren't pointing a gun at your head to make a decision. So this, what's the worst possible thing that could happen? Step number two is make a plan to move forward after the worst possible thing that happens. The worst case that happens, what's the worst case happens, what do you do now, okay? Don't make a plan to avoid the worst case. That will just give you your mindset, your unconscious, the power over you. So you got to make your plan in dealing with the worst case, not avoiding the worst possible outcome. Just deal with it, handle it, and move on. Okay. Number three is make peace with your worst case scenario. Make a promise to yourself that if this happens, you'll deal with it and you'll survive. Guys, the worst case scenarios, when they do happen, deal with it. You've got to face the truth. When I was working with Pete Sampras, a great tennis player, one of the things he was always in fear of was failing big time when he was on the court. He wanted to go into therapy sessions after he missed the ball coming at him. And guys, what we have to do is we have to deal with it, and we have to believe that we can survive it. So guys, those are some techniques, some ways to break through this call reluctance. Get on the phone, each one of them. Don't get overwhelmed by the thousands and the hundreds that you're going to be making. Take care of the one call that you're going to make right now. People need you. And if they don't need you, hey, they'll tell you at the end of the day. Do you need my help? No. Are you sure? I'm positive. Are you absolutely positively sure? I'm absolutely positively sure I don't need you. Therefore, no rejection, no problem. Let's move on to the next call. The next thing is get on those phone calls and learn to figure out what you're getting out of these calls, learn from them, and move forward with the experiment that you're going to be taking with these people. And guys, let me say something. At the end of the day, and I said it a second ago, this attachment to an outcome puts us into a place of really deep level fear. And what if we just focus on the call that we are making, the folks that we are talking to on the call, and what can we do to help them versus us getting an appointment or us getting a commission out of this transaction. And if we don't get that appointment, we're not going to get a commission, so therefore I failed. No, guys, take care of the person on the phone. Be there with them. And be in that conversation with them. You got plenty of questions to ask them to pull out of them their wants, their needs, their desires. And if they don't match up to your goals and expectations, meaning that they don't fit the mold of a qualified lead, hey, move on. You got to go forward and you got to go make it happen. So guys, go out there, put these thoughts into action, and then pick up the phone right now. No more call reluctance. Just do it. If you have any questions or thought about this, please let me know. In the meantime, go to realprofitbuilders.com. Now, one last thing before we wrap up. Today is the 4th of December, 2018. And I'm going to say this, if you're listening to this recording sometime into the year 2025, this may not be working for you, but the recording will be online. However, I'm doing a group call tomorrow with Gail Pelto out of Keller Williams up in Destin, Florida, and it's going to be a great call. We're going to have a great discussion on working with buyers, showing agents, structure, process, how she get her clients under contract. I'm talking about the buyers that she works with under contracts and how she gets that process happening most of the time for herself. And Gail is a great lady. She's got tremendous energy, and you're going to really enjoy the call, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So it's a group call tomorrow, the 5th, at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, the same number that you're calling in here. You can call into that number tomorrow at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the 5th of December, 2018. So, guys, thanks so much. Make it a great day. Make some calls. We'll talk to you tomorrow in the morning and at 12 noon. See you later.